Welcome to All Things Overnight RV Parking, Episode 2, Where to Park. I'm your host, Danny, podcasting from my Ford Ranger mobile podcasting studio. This time, I'm using an app called Caster. With Audioboo, I have to do the episode all in one take. With Caster, I can post-edit a little bit. So in this episode, we're going to talk about how to find where to overnight park. One of the first and still probably one of the primary internet sites for finding some of the most up-to-date spots is overnightrvparking.com by Jim O'Brien. Overnightrvparking.com is a paid membership. It's $24.95 a year. Overnightrvparking.com is really good for route planning. You can search for parking spots by going to the search site and looking up a zip code or a city, or you can adjust the map display to show you the parking spots within miles of 10, 25, 15, 100 miles. You can also save specific states to a PDF file, and those are updated very frequently, sometimes several times a week. This is the way I use it most. I will save a few sites to my Dropbox or actually on my iPhone in GoodReader or in iBooks or on my iPad so that I can access those PDF files if we're somewhere where there's not connectivity. Like on the Blue Ridge Parkway, you don't get internet signal anywhere up there. And even in campgrounds, you have to be right in a specific area. There are no Android or iPhone apps for overnightrvparking.com yet. I sent an email to Jim O'Brien about a year ago asking if there would be, and he said it was in thoughts or possible planning, but I haven't heard anything more than that. The site does work really well on mobile browsers, though, so if you do have an internet connection, if you have an iPhone or iPad, you can still use the site just like normal. On an iPhone and on Android, it may take a little while to get the map function to work right. The next couple of things are two apps that are on both Android and iPhone. They're by Allstays. There are two apps in particular that pertain to overnight RV parking. The first one is called Overnight Parking Walmart. You can search for it. I believe the app is $1.99. You can search for it on iTunes or on the internet, just go to Allstays and look for the app there, and it'll take you right to the iTunes link. The Allstays Walmart app uses your location to find Walmarts close to you. It will show you which ones are known spots where there is no overnight parking. Some cities will have ordinances that don't allow overnight parking in the area, or some Walmarts will have had trouble with too many people abusing the privilege. We're going to get more into no overnight parking signs in a future episode. We'll talk a little bit more about how to deal with that. The Walmart app and their other apps are mostly crowdsourced, where the users of the application itself will send in updates. So people who use the app will send in an update if a certain Walmart they stayed in does allow it, what it's like, where to park. Some of the other ones will say this Walmart does not allow overnight parking. The other app is available for both Android and iPhone. It is also by Allstays, and this is called Camp and RV, and this one is $5.99. This is a must-have app for any RVer, whether or not you're on iPhone or Android. The app is the same. It has all the same Walmart information as the previous app, but it has much more. There are campgrounds, RV parks. There's information for diesel and gas stations, for rest stops, national city and state parks. There's so much on this app that it can be somewhat overwhelming. I actually set it to limit certain things. But this is one of the primary apps that RVers use to help find spots. So those are some of the easiest ways to find where to do overnight RV parking.